Breakfast, ale, the sea produced by a Lonzo Dream Cold. The Whiskey. One of the most gratifying things about selling a meritorious product to the American public is their fine sense of gratitude when that product lives up to their best expectations. This certainly is the continuous experience of the makers of Crucian Salt. Letters from grateful users pour into them consistently from all over the nation, and every letter is read. As millions of users of Crucian know, there is a little pink slip in each packet. This little slip is simply to tell users that the makers of Crucian are glad to learn at first hand the extent of everyone's success with their product. Incidentally, the pamphlet in the package tells every Crucian user that a wonderfully informative 20-page booklet is available free for the asking. This very interesting, authentic booklet is entitled, How to Achieve Stylish Slenderness Without Injuring Your Health. Many hundreds of thousands of people have sent for this booklet, and a great many of them have later asked for and received extra copies for friends, which only goes to show how people like to pass on to others good news and personally proven advice. Now, let's hear briefly what Miss Rita Wilson of City Island, New York, tells us.
I realized I was getting too stout, 220 pounds, and my physician advised me to take Crucian Salt. I am now reduced by 48 pounds of steel pine. I'm delighted with it.
Then there's this report from Miss M. Kettner of Houston, New York. She is a nurse, and she tells us. You're putting it plainly. To be burdened and handicapped by unwanted fat is altogether unnecessary nowadays. When you can get rid of it so easily with Crucian, it's replaced, changed, deteriorated, and it costs only a few cents a week. Any overweight person can steadily reduce to his or her correct weight, and instead of ungainly fat, enjoy new vigor, new vitality, and a clear, healthy-looking skin. Crucian is not a purgative, nor is it a cathartic. It's a harmless, very gentle, but highly effective mineral corrective that brings benefit to everyone. With Crucian, you need no starvation dieting, no fatiguing exercises, no alteration of any kind to your regular, sensible way of living. Start with Crucian tomorrow. You're bound to be delighted with your modest investment if you see that the name on the jar is spelled K-R-U-S-C-H-E-N. And now for our visit to Old Nancy and the wise black cat.
Hannah, I'm stretching your old idea today. Yes, sir. Hannah, I'm 13 years old. Real station. If you tell folks about how their life, you'll be sitting down for business. That's it. Make it nice and dark. Yeah. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into embers. Gaze into a deep and soon we'll be in California, the land of a setting sun. And there, we'll meet some people from the land where the sun gets up. To Chinatown, dear boy. To the Chinatown of San Francisco. And there, in the house of two good Catholic priests, begins our yarn of the confession. The confession.
Now, me boy. Sure, there's no use you being discouraged because another of our rockets moved his little backpack. When you've been a priest in this Chinatown parish for the 7 years I have, you'll come to expect me, Jeremy.
But I was so sure of old Lee St. Paul the Guilfoyle. He was the one convert that I absolutely relied upon. And to learn that he died this afternoon with a Buddhist priest at his bedside.
But I know that was a bad blow for an earnest youngster like you who gets back from the seminary. I had many of the same disappointments before I stopped trying to make Christmas out of the wrong kind of...
Wrong kind? Well, there can be no right or wrong.
Old Chinese, the wrong kind is to make converts out of paradise. But like old dogs, they can't be taught new tricks. It's for the young we must do what's right. For it's a new earth that needs to take root in the wrong
path. Do you think that the new generation are patient-making headway?
Of course it is. Isn't that for yourself?
I'm not sure. I can't be certain of anything with these people. They're so peculiar.
Oh, they're not peculiar. They're just different from you. They've all the white man's faults and all his virtues, but they express them in opposite manner. You know that in China, the needle of the compass points south instead of north, and the people pay their taxes when they're well, and give them nothing when they're sick. The place of honor there is on the left, and the white is the dress of mourning. Oh, come, my boy, stop worrying about the renegade soul of all these things, who from his cradle saw things upside down from our viewpoint. And do you strive amongst the yellow boys and girls who were born on California Street? You'll find that when they take Christianity seriously, they take it very seriously indeed. Well, the stop second, I said I won't gather with you here another second. What with two masses, three Christmas, and a wedding today, I'm tired to death. Better go to bed yourself.
Yes, Father. How long do you suppose it'll be before I meet one of those Chinese who takes Christianity very seriously?
Rest of them. Lord will give you proof in his own good time, you boy. I'll
answer, Father.
Funny. Come on top of the midnight stroke like that. What is this o'clock it struck, sir?
Good evening.
I just heard it once.
I let me go, Father Guilfoyle. You're so tired.
Well, I'm never tired when there's duty to be done.
But I'd like to go if you'll permit, please, Father. Let me attend this woman's
home. All right, boy. Perhaps she'll give the proof you were just now asking for.
Thank you, Father.
If some sick, our poor wife's son dies.
I'll be ready in a moment.
Who is this our fool you come from? Where does he live?
Our fool, my honorable mother. At your place, really.
I thought I knew every living soul in Chinatown, but his name is strange.
I have everything. I'm ready.
Come, Apple White. Soon die.
Good night, Father.
Wait. Father, isn't it strike you there's something strange about this message?
Strange?
Just no Chinese? Oh, awfully old. Looks like a dried up monkey. There's something about him.
My father.
It's some place. Apple White. Soon die.
I don't like that message.
He comes from a dying woman, Father. A Chinese who's not a backslider. I must go.
Come,
come, little
wife.
Show me
the way. I
show.
Good night, Father
Gilmore. Good night, Father Ryan. Go, write that message.
I've noticed this house in passing, but I thought nobody lived here.
It's an house, Apple. Wife soon died. And that thing?
Thank you. What? Dark as pitch. Haven't you any lights here?
And I stopped there. I thought. Apple.
Oh, there's a light showing now.
My mother, Apple, come. Apple. Why is that?
I choose to ask the father of his young son, reverend father, this unworthy Apple bids you welcome to his new house. And you see the way up my miserable stairs.
Yes, thank you. Now that there's some light. Oh, have you called an American doctor for your sick wife, Mr. Wu?
No, Reverend Father. This jolly Dafu has called no American physician.
You must do so at once. With all due respect to your national medicine, a sick woman should not be entrusted to the care of a Chinese physician.
I have secured no physician of my own race to attend my dying wife.
No doctor at all?
My wife requires a physician of the spirit, honorable master.
not the healer of the body. Claim to enter this humble room, please.
Holy Father, you have come to me at last.
Allow me, reverend Father, to present my wife.
Your wife, sir? Well, that girl isn't sick.
You were not told she was sick. You were told she was dying.
Dying? She? Why, she's as well as I am.
She is dying, worthy superior, because I am about to kill her.
What?
You will note that you approach closer that she is bound to the chair she sits in. About her throat is a silken cord now loose, which will soon be pulled tight to stop her blood.
You smirking yellow beast, we'll see about that.
I turn like one.
Yep. Take her hand from me. Open that door. Help. Police.
Papa, don't struggle against my husband's servant. You and me are helpless here. Time is precious. Don't delay. Give me the last thrust of holy shirt. Hear my confession and absolve me for my sin. Oh, I beg you, holy Father.
You think I'll let him kill you with these pressures? Unlock that door. Let me go, you hear? Help!
Oh, Father, it is you.
I beg you, worthy Father, desist from your vain efforts. The wife of this unprepossessing Apu has spoken through. Struggle is useless. There is nothing you can do to save her life. But as she is of your Christian faith, you can prepare what you call her soul.
Oh, Father, please, Father, give me absolution. Then you can go. You may call the police. Call anyone you wish.
Yes, then you may go and tell anyone you wish.
You mean when I hear your wife's confession, you let me go to bring the police upon your head?
Yes. I swear it on the blood of a white cock, and that is an oath which no Chinese will break.
I don't understand. This must be some joke you're playing, an unholy joke on a priest that loves your people.
Oh, no, Father, no.
We play no checks on you, my worthy friend.
But if you meant to kill this girl, you wouldn't swear an oath that I'd be released to tell. We ought to pray to a natural. There's a horrid
something in
this room. Something I can only feel. What is it
that's
so awful here?
Confess me, Father. Oh, give me absolution.
His duty is to
console. I need consolation, Father. Oh, my need is great. Hear my confession. For the poverty of my sin.
I'll hear your confession. But if this is a trick to mock the Holy Church, may the curse of God fall on you all.
I swear it is no trick. Father.
Very well. Leave us alone.
I stand. Be quiet. My servant will leave. I regret that I must remain.
No!
My husband already knows what I am about to tell you, Father. And if he left us here alone, you could not help me to escape.
Escape is quite impossible.
I have prepared myself for this situation. The cords that drive me to this chair will not let me kneel before you.
Those cords, unfortunately, cannot be removed.
We'll see about that later. Proceed, my sister.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. A sin that has brought me unto death. Bless me, Father.
In nomine Patris, Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
I confess to Almighty God, to Blessed Mary ever virgin, that I have lost not my husband, but another.
How could you marry this girl? Man old enough to be your father when you were promised to me.
My parents whispered me not. You know a daughter, Mr. Bates.
Yes, in China. You and I are no longer Chinese. You were born here in San Francisco. Neither of us can even speak correctly in our mother tongue. You are American.
If you'd only been with me, to give me strength to refuse.
Of course, I was away preparing for our future. You were weak enough to take our school.
Oh, you must understand and forgive me, Ma. You must forgive me, Ma. You must. It wasn't because I didn't love you. I shall always love you. Do you understand me, Ma?
What an awakening.
My letter, instead of waiting, and I thought it would be east and kindness, but We must not meet again.
We shall not intrude upon your domestic happiness.
Don't blame me, Hubert. Please.
I can't be angry with you. I can't give you up. Me alone. Love you. Love you.
Be like that. I am the wife of a fool. I mean to be a good wife. Not evil.
Our first meeting, Horace Oliver, after I had married another man. I couldn't stop loving him anymore. I let him come to see me when my husband was away. But they were only kisses. That was all. You know I speak the truth. But through you, I speak to God.
Proceed, my sister.
One afternoon, about a month later, when me and Ma had come to see me, I heard a spoken servant whistle. And that night, our foolish changed.
I had been listening behind that curtain. I had the right, for you were my honorable wife.
Yes, I was your wife, in Chinese eyes. Then he marched in again, for the last time.
Mr. Hawking Gould, when I investigated the records, I found your marriage is not registered according to United States law. No license was ever taken out.
But our fool's name and mine were written on tablets and bound together with a red cloth.
That is the marriage way of China. You live in California, and you, like me, are a Christian. Have you forgotten the precepts of your faith?
No, I've been afraid to go to church. There, I know I'm not married to our fool.
There's no claim at all upon you, other than foolish papers bound with a foolish cord. You and I will be married by a priest with a license and a ring, like the Americans we are.
Our people will dishonor us. Our parents, first of all.
We have our lives to live, not theirs.
No, our fool will be humiliated. We will lose faith.
Who cares? He has no right to take you as he did.
Try to avenge himself.
Let him try. I don't fear him. You will be my wife in the eyes of God.
Oh, you must be right. We are the longest fighting, the fucking people, in the core of our sin. And I love you. I'll go with you. We'll be together. Always.
Always. Come, Minglo, now.
Yes. Now. Ah!
You're a damn a husband who is not married to his wife, an American Christian eyes. The poor Chinaman who will lose faith when Ning Lo leaves him for another man. I can't like one.
Ah! Let me go. Take your hands from me.
Bind him to that table.
No, no.
Tie my wife to that chair.
Oh, how's it there? Let her go.
Gag that man.
Oh, no.
You are no longer a Chinese, except in feature and the color of your skin. You not realize what it means to one who believes that this is honorable ancestors to lose faith. But you are about to learn how that disgrace can be avoided. One!
What are you going to do?
I am going to show you a custom of your father's. One is old-fashioned as marriage by the papers and the court which you despise. But your American eyes will not find it either so amusing or so meaningless. Thank you, Juan.
What did you say?
A little bag. A game of chance. The chance of the death.
Oh! I heard of that bag. Oh, no! No!
Your lover's eyes, I just see too as hers. The bag of the happy selection. It's filled with sharp little knives, of which each bears the name of some member of the body for which it is intended. One by one, they are drawn from the bag unseen and used as indicated. Sometimes the knife marks final death. It's the last that comes to hand.
Oh, no. No, you would not torture us, no.
I torture you? No, no, honorable wife. The bag of the happy selection is for your lover alone. You have merely to watch.
No!
I draw the first little knife. It says the name of the right guy. I use it. No! And you think this is it. If one draws the knife slowly and carefully, a man may live for hours.
You live for hours, Father. The knife now slowly approaches your left hand there. And I was made to watch. My eyes held open as Nemo was slowly cut to bits. And at last, he grew no more. And he laid him there behind that tree.
No, horrible. I can't believe.
Well, look behind that curtain.
I will. Oh!
You see? And I will.
Who is the avenger of his honor?
No, don't think of him, Father, but of me. Will God forgive me that sin? Will you give me absolute?
Oh, my sister, for the sin is going to punish what you've had.
Sir, if you think he's punished enough, then give me absolute.
I will give you what you ask. Absolute of a say, and nominate Francis to me and serve as thankless. Amen.
At last. Oh,
you need have no fear of this. I believe in this filthy house, and you are going with me.
I regret that for my honorable wife I have made contrary plans. That cord about her neck is to be used for the teaching of another ancient custom of my people. The 1001 painful death.
I have heard of that vile torture. You would slowly take the cord and she would breathe no more. Then unloose it and bring her to.
Then repeat the process again and again.
That cord shall not be used. I'll see to that.
I stand likewise.
Don't put your bloody hands on me. Let go of me.
Your unworthy servant regrets the necessity of restraint.
Make these men release me. You talk of your tiny honor. I have your oath and I shall be allowed to pass free through that door.
I shall keep my oath. And you may summon the police if you will. They will come too late. So I stand. The door is open, the Reverend Father. You are at liberty. Now, like one, the first of the 1001 painful deaths begin.
Oh,
you please, help! Police! Police! Help! Help! Police!
Else
has
gone
to this
yellow
day with Frazier ahead. Who was it, the Lord above? Praise God, I came on your patrol car.
Why did this yellow devil let you go? You know you go to stop his murdering game.
I don't know. It's not 10 minutes since I left the place. The torture he needs to listen on that girl might last for days. This kind of town is honeycomb with secret passages. Perhaps that house is only a blind and they'll move from there, so we'll have to track them down.
And we'll do that and we'll have to tear the house a bit. But who can this awful be and his wife and a lover? I know this section like an old pocket. But I've never heard of any one of them.
And neither have I. What's up? There's the house.
Oh, that's the place. Huh? You're right about it being a blind. That house has been empty for nigh on 30 years. Come on, boys. We're going to find them there, but we'll soon pick up their trail. Ready with the axe and the doors locked, John. You, Mike, stand by with your gun. I'll hold the flashlight.
The door's locked.
We'll give it the axe. No, quick.
Why do you delay when every moment is precious?
This is the house,
Father. Of course it is.
Is this the door you passed through?
Yes, twice.
And the first time you sent a man who let you in, run out the door from this side?
Yes, yes. Don't stand there and talk, man. Hurry.
Just a moment, Father. Look over the keyhole. A cobweb from behind us. I hold the light.
What? The lock is chopped with dirt.
Oh, keep it under the door for me this time.
But it's the door I passed through. I know this house about 1,000.
The train is tricky, but they can't leave Topwell.
I tell you, this is...
We'll soon find out. Give that door the axe.
Yes.
Button the lock first try. Come on, boys.
There's the stairs. Now I know this is the
thing.
Follow me.
Now we follow.
Why will you delay when every minute is...
Father,
there's
no one in the house, right? Look around. There's an empty dust on everything. I'm undisturbed.
Yeah. There was no dust before.
But this is the place. I left it about 15 minutes ago.
You've been pretty overworked lately, Father.
Oh, you think I've imagined it all? You think I'm crazy?
Hold up your light, Sergeant. There's something laying under the desk.
I see it. It's a book.
It's my prayer book. I must have dropped it. And that's proof that I was here. Look, their footprints are there. My footprints.
Only yours. You say another man left you in this house and up these stairs.
Yes, I don't understand.
You'll soon find out. Come on, boy. Which was the room, Father?
That one there.
We'll break it open, Mike.
Sure, that is the dark and locked. Yes, the room didn't. Left everywhere and undisturbed. Except for a single pair of footprints. The same footprints, Father, that yours you leave now.
What is the room I just left? And it was full of people. There the girl sat in her tiny dress of morning white. And Arthur stood there. And there was the man who held the cord. And over there... Wait. Over there was an alcove. Behind the curtain where the dead boy lay.
The alcove now. At the wall. And all the rest. Sounds like this is in partition.
Must have been built and planted since Father Ryan left it. Give it the axe.
Yes. Oh, they've played a trick here. I'm all bewildered. Sergeant, Father Ryan, look through the hall. Look, Lord. Two skeletons.
The tiny woman's dress of mourning.
It's the same one the girl wore. And the other. About those crumpled bones, I recognize the little fragments of the boy's clothes.
No. I remember who Arthur was. How he was the owner of this house. He went back to China 30 years ago.
Chris, tell the name comes back to me. That young wife, Chris, she disappeared.
What is he talking about?
Seriously, then take us seriously. Arthur's wife died. She came back. And those other women from the grave. Merciful Father of Heaven. Tonight, I have confessed. Died is dead.
Well, that's the end of that sensation. Clever, now you folks sit still while Satan and me goes out in the cemetery and figures out in a perfect yarn to tell you about next. We'll come right back and tell you what we've sunk up.
It has often been said that man is what he eats. And of course, that's meant to apply to women, too. But the fact is that this saying alone isn't altogether true. In many homes may be found two people who eat about the same amount of the same food. Yet one of them is overfat and the other one is thin. You see, it isn't only the food you eat, but what your system causes you to obtain from that food that counts. Now, it isn't right for anyone to accumulate a lot of excess fat on his or her body. It isn't helpful to either your happiness or your health. In fact, it's very likely indeed to be dangerous. Sooner or later, very fat people usually get high blood pressure, and at any time, they are more likely to contract disease than are people of normal weight. That's why life insurance companies are so interested in the subject. They know, too, that excess fat causes an undesirable extra strain on the heart, as well as affecting other vital organs. So, if you are overweight, resolve definitely right now that you will begin the simple, safe, gruesome treatment tomorrow. Take no heed at all of such misleading sayings as laugh and grow fat. Being fat yourself is nothing to laugh about. It's just something that others laugh at when they look at overfat people. Instead, laugh as you grow thinner. Or to put it more correctly, you'll be altogether happier when you notice how fruition helps you to bring your weight to the correct amount. You'll be happier because you begin to feel much better very soon after you start taking fruition. More alert in mind and body, more anxious to go places and do things. You'll feel more useful and look more useful. And all you'll have to do is to take a half teaspoonful of fruition in a glass of hot water once a day. That's all there is to it. Go easy on very fattening foods, of course.
But don't let anyone talk you into freak diet or anything else that would weaken you. With the simple Prussian way, you should become stronger and begin to enjoy life more from the very outset. Remember, Prussian is also taken daily by millions of people who are not overweight. They take a tiny pinch of Prussian in their morning coffee, just to keep them feeling fit. Remember, too, that Prussian is prescribed by more doctors throughout the world than any other medicinal salt or crystal. So don't hesitate. Don't slip another day. Go to your nearest drug counter, get a jar of the original, genuine Prussian salt, and begin taking your half teaspoonful in a glass of hot water tomorrow morning. You'll soon see just what vivacious people mean when they say they have that Prussian feeling.
Well, Satan, you and me have sunk up a very puffy yarn to send these folks that they call on us next week. It's a cheerful story of black magic, and we call it Devil Hand. Devil Hand.